Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Excel Functions and Formula Shortcuts. Formulas and Functions for Business Modeling and Financial Analysis by Sarah Jones is a short practical Excel guide aimed at readers who want a quick reference to formulas, shortcuts, and core functions used in business modeling and financial analysis. The book is positioned as an entry-level handbook rather than a comprehensive textbook, and its 92-page length reflects that concise scope, based on the available descriptions. It focuses on helping users understand basic Excel terminology, common data types, formatting, and a large set of commonly used functions. With screenshots and direct instructions intended to support hands-on work, it belongs to the business software and spreadsheet learning category, with an emphasis on financial planning tasks and routine analysis rather than advanced modeling theory. Its appeal lies in accessibility. It tries to condense essential Excel knowledge into a compact format for readers who need a fast overview of tools they may use in reporting and I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a compact reference for Excel terms, shortcuts, and working habits. The book is structured as a brief practical reference rather than a deep course, and that shapes its educational value. Its central promise is to introduce the basic language of Excel, including terminology, common shortcuts, and the types of data users encounter in spreadsheets. That matters because many beginners do not struggle first with formulas themselves, but with the interface conventions and everyday workflow that make spreadsheet use efficient. By foregrounding shortcuts and basic terms, the book aims to reduce the friction of routine tasks such as navigation, entry, and formatting in the context of financial analysis. These habits are important because small inefficiencies multiply when a spreadsheet is used repeatedly for reporting, forecasts, or model maintenance. The concise format suggests a quick start guide intended for readers who want usable orientation rather than exhaustive instruction. In other words, the book appears designed to help users become functional in Excel faster, especially when they need immediate familiarity with the environment before they can work confidently with financial formulas and analysis tools. Secondly, focus on formulas and functions used in business modeling. A major part of the book is its coverage of Excel formulas and functions. With the available description indicating more than 150 functions included, that emphasis places the book in the practical spreadsheet category where the main goal is functional literacy, knowing which formulas exist, when to use them, and how they behave in business contexts. For modeling work, this is useful because formulas are the mechanism through which assumptions, calculations, and outputs are linked. A reader working on projections, budgets, or valuation tables needs to understand how functions support repeatable calculations rather than manual arithmetic. The book appears to present these tools as a working toolkit for business modeling, which means the value lies less in theory and more in helping readers identify formulas relevant to common tasks. Because the source material describes screenshots and direct instructions, the book likely tries to bridge the gap between recognizing a function and applying it in a spreadsheet. That practical orientation is especially relevant for readers who want to build confidence with formulas without committing to a larger technical manual. Thirdly, financial analysis as the book's main application layer. Although the book covers general Excel usage, its stated purpose is to support financial analysis and planning, which gives it a narrower and more applied focus than a generic Excel handbook. This means the formulas and functions are framed not as isolated spreadsheet features, but as tools for interpreting data, organizing reports, and supporting decision-making. In financial work, the quality of analysis depends on accuracy, consistency, and the ability to revise assumptions quickly, so even basic functions have practical significance. The book seems intended for readers who need a bridge from Excel familiarity to financial use cases such as data organization, report preparation, and model building. That makes its orientation important. It does not simply teach how Excel works, but why its functions matter in a business environment. The emphasis on financial analysis also explains the inclusion of screenshots and step-by-step guidance, since users in that field often learn best by seeing how a formula is applied to a real spreadsheet structure. Its contribution is therefore applied literacy, not abstract spreadsheet knowledge. Fourthly, hands-on learning through screenshots and direct instructions. One of the clearest features attributed to the book is its hands-on instructional style, with screenshots and direct instructions used to guide readers through tasks. This matters because spreadsheet learning is often visual and procedural. Many users can understand a formula conceptually, but still struggle to place it correctly in a worksheet, structure inputs, or copy calculations across cells. A screenshot-driven format can make those steps easier to follow by showing the sequence of actions rather than relying only on explanation. For a short guide, this approach is especially important because it compensates for limited space by making each example more immediately usable. The method also suits readers who learn by imitation and repetition, which is common in office software training. In the context of financial analysis, Visual instruction is useful for building confidence with recurring tasks such as formatting tables, entering formulas, or preparing analysis sheets. The book's educational method, therefore, seems designed to lower the barrier to practical use, helping readers move from passive reading to active spreadsheet work as quickly as possible. Lastly, a limited but accessible guide with clear boundaries. The available reviews suggest that the book is intentionally narrow in scope, and that narrowness is both its strength and its limitation. As a short, independent publication, it offers a compact overview of Excel functions and finance-oriented spreadsheet use, but it does not appear to provide the depth of a full modeling textbook. That means readers looking for advanced valuation methods, complex scenario analysis, or detailed case-based instruction may find it too thin. At the same time, that brevity can suit readers who only need a quick orientation, a glossary-style refresher, or a simple entry point into Excel for business tasks. The book stands in a crowded category of Excel learning resources, many of which are either too broad or too technical for beginners. Its niche is accessibility. It compresses core formula knowledge and spreadsheet basics into a small package that may be easier to approach than a dense reference work. Understanding those limits is important because the book is best evaluated as a concise starter guide rather than as a comprehensive authority on financial modeling. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners, office users, and self-directed learners who want a short introduction to Excel functions in a financial and business context. It may also help readers who already know some spreadsheet basics but need a compact refresher on shortcuts, terminology, and commonly used formulas. Its main benefit is accessibility. It tries to present essential Excel knowledge in a format that is quick to scan and easy to apply in routine analysis work. For readers who need immediate orientation rather than a long technical course, that can be useful. Compared with more comprehensive financial modeling books, however, it appears to offer a lighter treatment of the subject and less depth in advanced analysis methods. That difference is what defines its place in the category. It is not designed to be an exhaustive modeling manual or a deep finance textbook. Instead, it functions more like a practical starter reference for people who want a manageable introduction to Excel tools used in reporting, planning, and basic financial analysis. Readers seeking a brief overview will likely find it more appropriate than those expecting detailed, example-rich instruction. If you would like to support Sarah Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.